Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fake Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Give me the turkey. That's back to back to back winning Saturdays for us in college football. Yes, three in a row. We go 9-5 yesterday and we cash $281.70 in profit here for the podcast. So good day for us. Bad day for the two teams moving from the Big 12 to the SEC. Yeah, Texas goes down to Kansas in a shocker. So congrats to Kansas. And boy, Tom Herman must be smiling someplace because Steve Sarkisian is off to a slow start at Texas. So he's going to be feeling the heat in year number one. Meanwhile, on our college football preview on Thursday, we quoted my mother who said, if you play with fire long enough, eventually you get burned. And Oklahoma dug themselves a hole again, and this time they couldn't get out of it as the Sooners go down to Baylor and Waco. So their perfect season is over. Their national championship hopes are over as well. So down go the Sooners, as they say. So, okay, now let's get to the card today on a Sunday. On the special edition NFL card yesterday, we gave you 7 plays. I'm going to recap them real quick for you. We're on Washington, +9.5 against Tampa Bay. We're on Kansas City, -2.5 at Las Vegas. We're on New England, -2.5 at home against Cleveland. We're on Detroit, +8 at Pittsburgh. That one looks a little better now that Big Ben is out. We're on the Chargers, -3 against Minnesota. We're on Carolina, +10 at Arizona. And then we have one total tomorrow or today, and that is Tennessee and New Orleans under the 44. Next up on the card, we've been giving you 3 prop bets the last couple of weeks, and like every good football coach, I need an identity on this podcast, and that's what we're going to do with the prop bets. We are going to play underdog wide receivers with a decent total, okay? And this is large underdog wide receivers with a decent total. We're kind of looking for the junk yards, the late catches against the prevent defense. So play number one is going to be on Jamison Crowder of the Jets. It's an over 40.5. So White and Crowder connected for 8 catches and 84 yards against Cincinnati. Crowder has long been considered a Bills pest, putting up some of his best games against Buffalo. If you can get the receptions over 3.5 at a decent juice, take it. I couldn't get it. It was weighted at a -150, and we're not going to play that. So we're only going the yards here. Crowder over the 40.5 for the Jets against Buffalo. That line, by the way, is a Jets +13.5. With a total of 47.5. Prop number 2, it is Jamal Agnew of the Jaguars over 38.5 yards. In the last 3 weeks, Agnew has been the number one target for Jacksonville, getting 20.3% of the attempts. Dan Arnold and Marvin Jones trail him. They were in consideration here, but we went with Agnew. Last 4 games, 20 catches. If the total goes over, he goes over. And the Jaguars are a 10.5 point underdog at Indianapolis, with a total of 47.5. Next up, I'm not going to pronounce the name right. We will spell it for you, though. Almaldi Zaccheaus. So Z-A-C-C-H-E-A-U-S. I'm done with the spelling bee for today. He's of the Falcons, and we're playing him over the 25.5 yards. He had 3 catches for 58 yards last week at New Orleans, and he exceeded this prop 1 other time this year. That was in week number 3 against the Giants, where we had 6 targets. So the Falcons are an 8-point underdog at Dallas, total of 55 here. I think Atlanta's playing catch-up, and his numbers appear to have a little more value than Pitts, Gage, and Hurst. So we're going Zaccheaus over the 25.5. So our 3 prop plays, which we're playing overs. We play everything else, it seems, for an under. So on props, we decided we're going to go positive here. We're going to go over. So we're on Crowder of the Jets over 40.5. We're on Agnew of the Jaguars over 38.5, and then we're on Zaccheaus of the Falcons over 25.5. Now, let's shift to the frozen pond where we need a win, and we're going with the New York Rangers, -1.5 against New Jersey at a +165. The Rangers, 8-3-3 this season. They're 2-1-1 at home, and they've been outscored 40-38. Last time out, they defeated Columbus last night, 5-3. Meanwhile, the Devils are 7-4-2, 2-1-1 on the road, and they've outscored their opponents 39-38 this season. Last night, they lost to Boston 5-2. So the Rangers are hot, and we need a win. So let's go New York, +165 on the -1.5 puck line. Next up, we go to the Association. We're in the NBA. We're going to play Phoenix and Houston under the 221.5. The Rockets are 7-4-1 this season to the under. Last time out, 104-92. They lost to Portland in a game that went under. Meanwhile, for the Suns, they're 7-4 to the under this year. Last time out, 119-94 win at Memphis in a game that also went under. So both teams are playing off a rest, and rest has equaled under so far this year for them. So we're going under 221.5 between Phoenix and Houston. Now let's go to college basketball. Four games on the card today. We're going to start with East Tennessee State +16.5 at Tennessee. So the little in-state school always gets up for the big opportunity against the big program. Tennessee beat UT Martin by 28 in the opener, but failed to cover. East Tennessee State, meanwhile, they lost by 2 at App State in a very physical game that we spent a lot of time watching. But I saw enough from the Buccaneers in that one to believe they'll keep this one competitive and avoid the blowout. We're on ETSU +16.5 at Tennessee. Next up on the card, we go down to Texas, where South Dakota State comes into town to take on Stephen F. Austin. I like the Jackrabbits this year. I project them to win the Summit League. They beat Bradley by 16 to start the season. And then on Friday, they lost to Alabama by 16 on the road. They scored 81 and 88 points in those two games, respectively, and they can put the ball in the basket. Meanwhile, the Lumberjacks have two very underwhelming wins by 9 and 13 against non-Division I opponents. So I'm on South Dakota State, the Jackrabbits, +2 at Stephen F. Austin. Next up, we go to Gainesville, where Gainesville should be rocking for this in-state battle between Florida State and Florida. And hopefully it distracts the fan base a little bit from their state of their football programs. The Seminoles beat Penn by 35 in their opener. The Gators beat Elon by 13. The Gators should be a second-tier team in the SEC this season. Meanwhile, I think Florida State might be the best team in the ACC this year. Florida State has won 7 straight in this series, the longest winning streak by either program since 1968. Leonard Hamilton seems to have Mike White's number. I'm shocked that I'm not laying points in this one. I'll take the Seminoles looking for 8 straight against Florida. And then our final game on the card, it is Princeton +2.5 over Minnesota. The Tigers are 2-0 year to date. They had a 66-point win to start the year. Then they had a 4-point win over South Carolina to start this tournament. Meanwhile, the Gophers are 2-0. They had a 15-point victory over UMKC at a 4-point win over Western Kentucky. This was expected to be the third-place game of the tournament, and now it ended up being the championship game. If Minnesota wins this one, I'm declaring Ben Johnson non-conference coach of the year. Princeton should be the better team, so I'll take the points. The Tigers, +2.5. So let's recap. We gave you the NFL plays. So in the NHL, we have the Rangers, -1.5 over New Jersey, at a +165. In the NBA, we have Phoenix and Houston under the 221.5. College basketball, we have East Tennessee State +16.5 at Tennessee. We have South Dakota State +2 at Stephen F. Austin. We have Florida State in a pick'em at Florida. And we have Princeton +2.5 over Minnesota. As always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun. And let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.